Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for the Burden You Shoulder Today, written and read by Megan Evans. Blessed be the Lord, day after day He bears our burdens. God is our salvation. Psalm 68, verse 19 from the Christian Standard Bible. Our shoulders were never meant to balance the weight of the world around us, but we certainly try sometimes, don't we? Is there a heavy burden weighing upon your heart and mind today? It is tiring to bear this daily load and responsibility, and the need for hope and relief grows greater by the day. We need the peace and rest Jesus extends to us. Let's find refuge and fresh new strength in the Word of God today as we pray over these cares together. Perhaps you are burdened with the care of a loved one or face hard decisions this week. Maybe you have a deadline approaching or you worry about the future. You might even be walking around with the weight of yesterday, chained to regret or past hurt. Jesus offers hope for all today. Lord, you see what my heart is carrying right now. Guide me in your wisdom so that I can honor you in all that I do. Psalm 68 reminds us that we have a good God. That is our daily starting place, even when life doesn't seem fair or circumstances are hard to understand. Clinging to God's character helps us view our situation through a lens of hope. When our heart, mind, body, and spirit are running on overdrive, it can be hard to remember who's in charge. Our good and great God is for us, not against us, and we can always trust His lead. Teach me to praise your name no matter what, Jesus. Teach my heart to always sing, "Blessed be the Lord." Day after day, God promises to carry us and to bear our burdens. This psalm proclaims that He alone is our salvation. Do we seek Him first? In today's world, our fingers are tempted to search the internet before folding in prayer. It is a battle that we will continue to face as we live in this age of technology and information, but we don't have to settle for the finite ways of the world. The Lord invites us to go to Him first. Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Additionally, in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, our Savior calls to us, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take up my yoke and learn from me, because I am lowly and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is our daily invitation to bring our burdens to Jesus. Not only will God meet our needs, but at his feet we will find daily rest and wisdom. Lord, I can't bear this earthly burden by myself. Today I take off all worry and emotion and instead yoke myself to you, Jesus. I welcome your rest and I'm ready to learn from you. It can be hard to let go of our burdens, but God's word reminds us that surrendering these to the Lord, it's not an empty release. Our cares don't just fall into a forgotten abyss if we dare loosen our grip or cease to maintain a vigil of worry. Quite the opposite. God is our salvation, our answer, and our rest for all heaviness. We can trust him and stop trying to figure out every solution on our own. Daily, he will strengthen us with fresh new mercies. He will fill us with his wisdom, peace, and joy for the tasks at hand and will prepare us for tomorrow. When we hand over our worries to Jesus, our shoulders become unladen. Rest in his salvation, entrust and release all that is weighing on your heart and mind into his care today. Let's pray now for the burdens we carry. Father God, this burden I shoulder today is heavy, and in obedience to your word, I slip it off and lay it at your feet today. Yoked to Jesus, I am ready to learn your ways. Keep me teachable. Help me navigate each task and responsibility in your perfect timing and with your strength and wisdom. Fill me with your perfect peace today. As needs arise, remind me to seek you first, God, trusting in your perfect provision. Lastly, remind me to praise you always so that the first and last words of my day, regardless of circumstance, may be, "Blessed be the Lord." In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andrus, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.